There have been highs and lows as we have walked through not only what the media has shown us in such large detail, but to see, in fact, yet again, an opportunity where fear and distrust can come and actually consume us. And it is in that setting that we find not only the psalmist David, but many other references throughout God's Word. It reminds us we are in the hands of one who not only loves us, but continues to provide even in the face of evil. We all come here this morning needing something in our lives. It may be a reminder of who we are and who we are connected to. It may be needs that we don't even think are any way possible that they could actually be fulfilled. We may come here this morning dead dog tired. Long weekend, long week. We may come here this morning in need of healing. There are some of us that are here this morning that are in need of guidance for our next steps, for where it is that we need to be going. Some of us are continuing to search for purpose and meaning in our life. And all of us come here this morning being tested in one way or another. There are real dangers that face us every day. There are perceived dangers that we either dwell upon or sometimes can even consume us beyond our control. We are all looking for a word based on faith. To continue to have discipline in our lives, in our daily walk, what we do and how we spend our time. We are in need of hope. We are in need of God's anointing in our lives. We are in need of living through scarcity. Scarcity that comes in monetary ways, but scarcity that comes in us thinking about where it is that we will get support or help along the way. I want to suggest to you this morning that Psalm 23 continues to be a word that speaks into all of those situations today. It reminds us that we are following one who ultimately then became the sacrificial lamb for us all. It's interesting how the writer of Revelation talks about the shepherd, but then also the shepherd is the lamb. And how can you be both the one that leads and the one that's being sacrificed? But it's what we see in Jesus and Jesus alone. The Lord is my shepherd, that's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restores my soul. That's healing. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. For His name's sake, that's purpose. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's testing, I will fear no evil, That's protection. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's hope. You anoint my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runs over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security forever. That's eternity. A shepherd was a common figure in biblical culture, more prevalent than Ronald McDonald, Mickey Mouse, or Santa Claus in contemporary popular culture. As an everyday occurrence, a shepherd literally was an average individual who you would see on any local hill or knoll, or even in the green valley next to where you were. With flowing head covering and graceful robe, shepherds were a normal part of the daily scene, leading their sheep and carrying lambs in their arms. A shepherd was no romantic figure. He was just an ordinary working person with responsibility to find food for the flock and to protect them from harm. Without a shepherd, the sheep were hopeless. Without a shepherd, sheep will starve and are vulnerable to attack. With their shepherd, sheep are secure and they know it. And the psalmist was not the first nor the last to use the well-known figure of the shepherd as a symbol of God's care for his trusting people. Prophets and other psalmists commonly applied this metaphor of God's relationship and rule over his people. What is new is that the psalmist speaks not just corporately, but individually and personally. The Lord is my shepherd. In this song of trust, the psalmist is a part of a larger group that shares the benefit of God's provisions. However, the 23rd Psalm emphasizes the personal relationship between the shepherd and a single sheep. As we think in terms of what a normal shepherd would do, he would know each of his individual sheep. He cares for each one. He calls each one by name. When one is lost, the shepherd leaves the others in order to seek the wanderer out. Moreover, if he finds the stray, he rejoices over it more than even those that remained home. Later then, Jesus takes that same image and he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Out of John 10, 14 through 16. So I'm over at the ratings event this weekend at the Philip Barber High School. And I'm doing something that I've told my family that we do not participate in. We're not big on raffles. We think it's a little too close to gambling. And if I want to give a donation, I can just give a donation. Nothing stops me from giving a donation to anything, any cause. But they needed somebody to work the raffle booth from 8:30 to 12:30. So I signed up. And we're over there and we're sitting there taking raffles and we're writing names on the little tickets. And Christina walks over and says, a friend of mine has a question. So she brings over a friend of hers and he says, why is there so many different churches and denominations in the world? All right, so I'm sitting here selling 50-50 tickets in the middle of the auditorium. I say, wow, okay, this is... Well, because we're human, and as humans, we don't always get it right. And down through the years, there were some that thought the church was supposed to be this way, and there were others that thought it was supposed to be this way, and so we as humans decided to disagree on several things about who Jesus is, but we still all are the same flavors but of different ice cream, or the same ice cream but different flavors. I don't know. We sat there, and I was saying, what do we do with this? But I'm so glad that John chapter 10 gives us a little bit of a look into those kind of things. He says, I don't care what name is over the door of your church. I have laid down my life for you. And it is our privilege to continue to bear that same message today. That this shepherd has come so that we can have life. So I'm thinking about what I need to say next, and I said, you know what? There are some good things, though, about so many churches. One of those good things is there are many people, then, that are involved every Sunday. If we only had one church in Barber County on Sunday, you'd only hear one sermon. You'd only hear one choir. There'd only be one person that gets up and reads Scripture. There'd be only one person that prays. But do you know that, I mean, of the 156 churches that are in Barber County, we heard 156 messages this morning about who Jesus is. We heard songs all across our county lifting up praises to God in many different varying forms. And I said, in that sense, we truly are at our best. And that we don't have to all be under the same roof, but that we are a part of one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who continues to lead and guide. Even as we think about shepherding, you know, it might seem like a wonderful pastime from a distance. Since it was talked about so much in Scripture, it must be this prestigious position to have. But as we can well imagine, even as you think of any job that you have been a part of, or any parenting situation that you have been a part of, it is in fact demanding and dangerous to step out and to do something that's common. And to know that we have been called to share in our very lives with those that He has placed around us. Allow us to seek the shepherd as we walk together in His fold. Jesus uses the care and concern of a distressed shepherd as an understanding of what it is for God's love to be a part of our lives. We see the shepherd as leader, as a strong, courageous figure at the head of the flock. His leadership has a very special quality. And that we, in fact, have the privilege of being the one that follows. And He may lead us through some very interesting turns and twists in our journey of life. Things that we may not have anticipated. But to know that He is always before us and He is ever behind us to lead and to guide and to nourish. Through the leadership of Jesus, we know the good and great shepherd. Through the leadership of Jesus, we know the one who is also the Lamb of God. Because of the leadership of Jesus, we experience encouragement, discover purpose, receive blessing, and ultimately realize peace. Let's go to the Good Shepherd this morning in prayer. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us much we need thy tender care in thy pleasant pasture. For our use thy folds prepare. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Early let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Amen.